You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Sharon Qualls, and I'm here with my father, Henry Stelling, who goes by Hank. It is November 7th, and it's the year 2019. And we're going to talk about my dad's career. So, Dad, why don't we start out first, and let's talk about when and where you were born.
I was born in South San Francisco in a hospital. We were living in San Bruno at the time. And my brother was born 14 months later, and 4 years later, we moved to San Francisco.
And what is your date of birth, Dad?
July 9, 1924.
Wow. So that makes you, what, 95?
95.
Okay. That's impressive. So you grew up during the Great Depression. Can you tell us what that was like?
Well, it was interesting in that there wasn't an awful lot of things that you could buy. My dad worked in the steel mill, and his salary was not very great. We were fortunate to live in an apartment that my great uncle, who owned a grocery store across the street from the 29th and Church Street in San Francisco. I did have a job as a newspaper. I also worked in the grocery store for my uncle. And when I went to the University of California during the summer, I worked in Bethlehem Steel. While I was working at the grocery store, I watched the Golden Gate Bridge being built, and that impressed me and led me to want to be an engineer. So when I went to the University of California, I took engineering. At my educations earlier were Fairmont Grammar School and Balboa High School. And while I was at the University of California, I applied for West Point. But I had also enlisted in the Reserve Corps and was called up to duty before I heard from West Point. While I was in the Army, I got a third alternate to West Point.
So, Dad, tell me your rank when you retired.
I retired as a two-star major general. I started out as a private and got promoted along the way and ended up as a major general.
And one thing that I never really thought about before is what motivated you to want to have a career in the military?
There were wars in the Middle East and wars in Europe, and it seemed to me that I was one that wanted to take care of our citizens. I was going to be the sheepdog that took care of the sheep and worried about the wolves.
And you mentioned that you were a third alternate to West Point, and an interesting fact that you told me when I was growing up is that you worked at Bethlehem Steel and were a union member. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you were told at some point that you were the first union person to get into West Point?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did at Bethlehem Steel?
I worked first in the chemistry lab that tested the steel that was being produced. And then the next summer I worked on the floor with the charging machines that charged the furnaces.
And what was the steel mill? Were they making the steel to make the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge, do you think?
They could have. Yeah. I'm not sure that we could trace the steel.
Yeah, I just think it's so fascinating that the Golden Gate Bridge, something that's always been a part of my life, I feel like it's always been there, but you actually got to see it come to be. So that's really exciting to me to know that you witnessed that monumental structure being built, and that's what encouraged you to want to become an engineer. So at West Point, did you play any sports when you were at West Point?
Yes, I love soccer. My class started out as a three-year class during the war. With the war over, my class was divided into a three-year and a four-year half. I was old enough to get 3 years, but I wanted to play more soccer, so I volunteered for an extra year at West Point, graduating in 1948. At that time, there was no Air Force Academy, so one-third of Annapolis and one-third of West Point could go Air Force. I wanted to be a pilot and volunteered for Air Force.
All right, so you started out Army, and then you were there at the inception of the Air Force. That's exciting. When you graduated from West Point, is that when you met Mom, or how did you meet Mom?
I met Lucille after I had graduated. I met her during graduation leave. A high school classmate introduced me, and we dated for 9 months and got married.
And what did Mom do at the time that you met her?
She was a nurse. Nurses make great mothers and great wives.
And where was she? Where did she get her nursing degree? Was it in California?
Yes.
And do you remember where she got her nursing degree? Was it in Oakland?
Oakland Highland Hospital.
Okay. And how long were you and Mom married?
We were married 67 years. We had four children, two boys and two girls.
And did Mom like moving around in the military with you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She was a great military wife.
Now, I'd like to step back a little bit and go back to when you were younger in San Francisco. We talked a little bit about you working at the Bethlehem Steel Mill, but didn't you also have a job selling newspapers?
Yes, that was my first job, was selling newspapers. Sutter and Hyde in San Francisco. I would ride a bicycle to Sutter and Hyde. I made 50 cents a day, saved my money, and bought my first suit.
And there's a funny story about that suit, isn't there?
Yes, I went to a theater. You know, it was warm. I took the coat and vest off, and after the movie, I put the coat on and forgot the vest and went back to the theater, and my vest was gone.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Now, growing up in the Depression, what kind of things did you and your brother Jim do for fun living in the Mission District of San Francisco?
Well, we used roller skates, did a lot of roller skating. We played handball next to the building. And we were out from dawn to dusk. We kept busy.
And were there poppy fields near where you lived in that area?
Yes, there were. I would pick poppies and sell them to the neighbors.
That's amazing. And what school did you go to when you were in primary or elementary school?
I mentioned earlier that I went to Fairmont Grammar School and Balboa High School, both in San Francisco.
Okay, and then, so you went to Fairmont and then Balboa High School, and then you went to Berkeley or Cal for a short while, and you got your appointment to West Point?
I got my appointment to West Point when I was on active duty. I got called up from Berkeley after three semesters. and entered West Point and went to Cornell first under a military academy preparatory course. Found that the three ahead of me did not qualify, so I got in as a third alternate. The first alternate went overseas, got a battlefield promotion to second lieutenant, gave up his commission. 2 years later, passed the physical and entered the academy 2 years later. He also ended up as the number one man in his class.
Oh, that's fascinating. I hadn't heard that before. So within the Air Force, Dad, or in your military career, can you touch upon some of your most favorite or high points of your career?
Well, the low point was I washed out of pilot training. The war was over, and they were not giving out as many wings as they were during the war. I ended up, after washing out, going to Sandia Base in the Atomic Energy Organization. In that organization in Albuquerque, I was electronic supervisor and also a staff officer in the headquarters that wrote the checklist for the Mark 7 and Mark 7 atomic bombs. I left Albuquerque to go to Headquarters Tactical Command in the Directorate of Weapons, and during that time, I was the director for a test of the Mark 7 weapons, where the weapons were flown in, brought to the assembly organizations, and went through an exercise of what we would do during wartime.
So when you were in Albuquerque, Dad, did you ever witness any atomic testing?
Yes. I did go to watch a test in Nevada.
So you saw a giant mushroom cloud then?
I did.
Oh, wow. Is that why I am such a glowing personality? Now, from Albuquerque, you went to Arkansas, is that right?
No, went to Langley Air Force Base.
Okay. And how long were you there?
I was there a little less than 2 years. Got a waiver on age, so which allowed me to go to navigation school. 1 week before I turned 30, if I was over 30, I would not have been able to get in. I ended up in a B-47 wing.
And then that's when you got transferred to Little Rock, Arkansas?
To Little Rock, Arkansas. I was there for 6 years. During that time, my crew won the annual SAC bombing competition, bombing navigation competition in 1957. I did get a spot promotion. At that time, I was a permanent captain, a temporary major, and a spot lieutenant colonel. After my 6 years in the B-47 wing, I was transferred to the Pentagon and began my third career as an R&D officer, as a project officer in as director of special weapons in the Pentagon. I got the global positioning system approved for development and funded through Congress and provided the name. Actually, at the time, it was called Navstar, and that added too much emphasis on navigation when I believed that we had a system that could provide weapons on targets anywhere in the world, day and night, and coined the term Global Positioning System.
So when we hear GPS today, we have you to thank for that phrase?
I would think so.
All right.
Also, I was the DOD representative to NASA for the Space Shuttle program. And I attempted to get NASA to not assemble or test spacecraft at an intermediate assembly building before taking to the launch pad. I'd learned during my 10 years in developing spy satellites in Los Angeles that to enhance reliability, it was better for the factory to produce a completed satellite and send it directly to the launch pad for launch. In fact, I even came up with the idea of taking the same equipment we used at the factory for testing so that we could use the same equipment to test the satellite before it was launched.
Now, you mentioned spy satellites, and that makes me recall a story you told about working with Kodak and how you got to their location having to change planes. Can you share that story with us?
Yes. The spy cameras were built in by Kodak, and I didn't want to be associated with Kodak, so when flying to the factory, I would get off at an earlier town and drive to the Kodak. One time, I flew directly to New York and got off the airplane, even though my destination was a later destination. I could hear him call for me at the airport, but I was off to the factory.
You didn't want people knowing that you were working with Kodak. That's interesting.
Right.
Yeah. So you were at the Pentagon for how many years? You were
4 years.
4 years. And then after the Pentagon, what was your next assignment?
I got a job as Vice President of Advanced Development and ended up spending 11 years in Rockwell. Started out with a staff job, ended up as the director of a space as a management, a development division. And after the development division, I was assigned to headquarters Roswell at Rockwell, where I was first a staff officer, and then I became the vice president for security. I was selected for that job because my old outfit that was building the spy satellites, Rockwell had made a classified error, and one of the remedial exercises was to put me in as a vice president in place of a director of security.
And you worked at Rockwell for 11 years, and then you retired, and then you and Mom got to do some traveling. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are there any trips that stand out in your mind that you took with Mom?
Well, the main trip was 6 weeks to Australia and New Zealand. That was a great trip. And later we left our home in Anaheim Hills and took up residence in Atria Golden Creek in Irvine, California. Lucille died in 90, and I'm still here with my 95th birthday last July. Hopefully I can go to my my 75th reunion, just short of when I'm 100.
I'm fascinated by your childhood, and we talked a little bit about your dad. And what was your dad's name?
He was Henry B. Stelling, and I was Henry B. Stelling, Jr.
And what was your mother's name?
Lucille Treat Stelling.
No, that's mom. Your mom was Ruth. Ruth Stelling, right?
Yes, mom, correct.
Yeah. And can you share what your mother did? She was a school teacher.
She was a school teacher.
And did she get a college degree?
Yes, she did.
And where did she get that?
She went to University of California.
Berkeley, right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay. So that's something that you shared in common with your mom. The two of you both went to Cal for a little bit.
We had four children. The oldest was Henry III. We called him Dutch. And then we had Sandra, who's called Sandy, and then Mark, 11 months and 17 months apart. And then 10 years later, we had Sharon. Sharon is helping me with this interview.
That's me. That's right. going back to your childhood again, did your family have a car growing up?
My dad had a car, a Model T. One day he attempted to move a tree that had been cut down and pulled the axle off of the car. He got rid of the car, and we never had a car again.
That must have been a major disappointment to your dad. Now, did the trolley cars used to go by your apartment when you were a kid?
Yes, we had two. So we had streetcars crossing by our home. I would use the noise of the streetcars crossing the intersection to shoot holes in my great uncle's antenna on the top of his building. I had a .22 rifle.
You would never get away with that nowadays.
No.
San Francisco was way different back then, huh?
Right.
Now, didn't you used to drop, like, sod on the trolley cars, too?
There was a train track that crossed 29th Street, and we would pull up sod, get on the bridge across the street, and drop sod on top of the streetcars.
Now, your uncle, you said, operated a grocery store. Is that correct?
He's my great uncle, my grandfather's brother.
And what was the name of the market?
It was Stelling's Grocery Store.
And it was there up until the 90s, I believe. We saw it.
It's still there, I believe.
Yeah. Now, did you have to go to Cornell before you went into West Point?
Yes.
And why is that?
All of the people who had appointments to West Point, alternates and principals, it was called the United States Military Academy Preparatory Course. And from there, we expected that one man from each representative would go, and the alternates would end up going overseas. I expected, certainly as a third alternate, to go overseas. So it was a great break for me to be able to enter with a third alternate.
And what was it like for you at West Point? I mean, coming from California and then having to deal with those winters, was that a big change for you? Or I would imagine the whole experience was something that you had to adjust to. Can you share a little bit about your time there at West Point?
being a plebe was tough, and the weather was small consideration.
Did you have any notable classmates?
Yes. I had quite a few of my classmates that ended up four-star generals.
And it seems like you're a close-knit group, the class of 48. You have reunions, what, every 5 years?
Yes.
That's a neat community that you have there. You've had a very impressive career, Dad. So overall, you were, 32 years in the Air Force, 1 year enlisted, 4 years at the Academy, for, what is that, a total of 37 years in uniform?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dad, for your service, and I love hearing more about your past. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Very good.